Global Understanding, Success in International Business by Makoto Shishido and Bruce Allen. Read by Lenny Hart,
Steve Martin,
and Bruce Allen.
Published by Seibido. Lesson 1. Globalization in Business and Culture. 1. Reading.
In recent years, globalization has become a key word in the business world. We often think of globalization as a tendency that is making conditions similar worldwide. But actually, it involves two rather different processes. On the one hand, globalization encourages an increasing unity among economic systems. But, on the other hand, it requires us to work with a greater understanding of the diversity among cultural systems. Today, we live in a multicultural world where the mixture of various cultural, ethnic, and religious backgrounds affects everything we do. An understanding of these two ideas of economic unity and cultural diversity is essential if we are to succeed in business and as world citizens. Increasingly, doing business in the globalized world requires business people to deal with foreign customs, manners, and business practices. Although economic systems throughout the world are tending toward the capitalist model, local business practices remain varied. A successful business person must both understand and respect the local customs of the places where he or she is doing business. It is often a surprise to find out how different foreign practices can be. The proper manners for doing business in, for example, the U.S., France, Nigeria, Russia, China, Brazil, Iceland, or any other country are likely to be quite different. Cultures are shaped over thousands of years and are based on local features such as geography, climate, religion, music, and legal systems. Cultures usually evolve quite slowly, and people usually dislike it when business people from other countries ignore their local customs or try to make them change their culture. Economic systems can sometimes change more quickly, as happened in the change from communism to capitalism after the breakup of the Soviet Union. Yet business customs remain rooted in local culture. In the future, the business world will require us to have greater abilities in foreign languages and in cultural understanding. Thus, we can think of international business as a kind of art, one which brings together economics, culture, and people.
2. Dialogue. Looking for a job.
Exercise 1. Listening practice. Listen to the recording and fill in the blanks in the dialogue.
On the phone.
I'm going to graduate from college this coming March, and I'm looking for a job now.
I see. And what can I do for you?
I saw your advertisement in the Japan Times, and I'm interested in applying for the position in marketing.
I see. Well, actually, we have a seminar on May 15th where you can learn more about our job openings.
That sounds great. I'd like to attend it. Should I make an appointment?
No, you can come to our office at 10 a.m. on that day. And be sure to bring your resume and recommendation letter with you.
All right. Thank you very much.
On the phone. Hello, this is Carol Stevens of Pacific Sports Trading Japan. May I speak to Mr. Seiji Chiba, please?
Yes, this is he.
Mr. Chiba, thank you for attending our seminar the other day. We have selected you as one of the candidates, and we'd like to invite you for an interview.
I'm very glad to hear that. When is the interview?
We'd like to ask you to come to our office at 2 p.m. next Monday, if that's possible for you.
That's no problem. Should I bring anything?
No, you don't have to bring anything.
We already have your resume and recommendation letter.
I see. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Thank you for your call.